Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Share the love, share the truth, share the life on 657 AM, on 657 AM.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. It's raining here, man, like no one's business. It is really, really, really raining. And if you're driving, just, you know, keep a safe following distance, man. You will arrive at home, at least alive. It's very important. Of course, the people are coming back from holiday, you know. It's still packed back to back, man. And those people are spiking cars on the N4 highway. So be careful also there. Drive safely, circumspectly. And I like it because I see also police visibilities on the highways. I was on the N1 these holidays. I was on the N3 way into the Eastern Cape. I could see visibilities. It's just amazing also that we're able to see police visibilities everywhere. So take it easy there. Don't drink and drive. Be responsible. Your family loves you. It's very important that you come back home safe, man. Be happy as you were happy. Keep everyone happy as they were happy in the festive seasons. There's no need to cry and mourn. Take it easy. Thank you so much to Johan Els, and greetings to you, Johan. And of course, may the Father bless you and your family incredibly. May He take you from one level to another and continue to bless you. And may He open, you know, your influence in the media space like never before. You know, even into other media space. May He also glean your influence into that. That everyone, you know, whom we is a radio fan and a radio fanatic and a radio person, people on podcasts, which is the future, they should be able to say, you know, yes, indeed, I have learned from that man a bit more, or even amazingly, everything. So keep on keeping on doing the good work, Johan. Thank you so much. Right. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. And of course, we are together. I'm going to try and connect with Professor Buyiso Ndezi here in Joburg, Roodepoort. She is from the University of Johannesburg. She's a professor there of science. And of course, also, I will touch base with Baruch Yah. He's in Cape Town. I suppose he's back in Cape Town, but he was here in Gauteng. Hopefully, he's back in Cape Town because people have gone back to work. Yeah, man, holidays are just gone. 8 days of fun and just evaporates. Just like that. Anyway, remember that you need to be continuously assured that the Father will take care of you. Old school. How old were you? I don't think I was even born yet when she did this song. Grew up as a teenager and people were playing it in Utrecht, really.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
I tell you, man. I tell you. Yeah, man. Aretha Franklin there. And God Will Take Care of You is the name of the song. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. Tuesday Live. And, of course, let me introduce our guests. They are already on the line. They are already on the line. Let me start with Professor Buyiso Ndezi. Yeah, all the way in Joburg, I hear Professor says there's no electricity, man. Yo! Hey!
Yeah. they're making us start the year on a bad note, but we are not despaired. We are fine.
You're not despaired, yes.
No. We can't be discouraged.
Yeah.
particularly if there's so much that we can count as blessings coming from the Father. So these are just one of those things.
How can you take electricity away from a professor of science?
Lack of knowledge.
How will she do research, man? Don't you know her home is a laboratory?
Yes.
Are you well, Professor? Are you well, though?
I am very well. I hope you are well, too. Thank you for asking.
Very well. Very well, Professor. And, of course, we also have Baruch Yah on the line all the way in Cape Town. Mayahi Tuda, greetings.
Greetings to the Rabbah and shalom to you, my Ahi. Shalom to you, Professor Abui, and to the Radio Pulpit listeners. It is indeed great to be back. It's been a long time. And happy New Year to those that are celebrating the New Year. May 2025 be a year that is great to them. Shalom.
Now, since the Father really touched your brain and your heart and your mind, do you see those who are saying Happy New Year? Did you see them? That's a good question. You don't have to answer it. You know those emails that you get from work that says no respond, you know? Did you see them?
No, Ali.
No further questions for this witness, Your Honor. But are you well? Are you well? You're back in Cape Town.
I'm back in Cape Town. I'm excellent. I'm great. It's just work.
Yeah.
You know, back to reality. But other than that, I had a fantastic stay in Joburg. Though I had to cut my trip short because flights were very expensive.
Very much.
3.6.
Yo.
3.6 per.
Can you believe that?
Trip. Yeah.
Can you believe that?
So that was crazy.
Wow.
So I had to come back before the time because that's the only time I could get to find a cheaper flight ticket.
Yes. Yeah. You know, there were times where we used to find all those, you know, those flights that were named after fruits. You know, and we would, yeah, we knew that we go in there, they won't be offering you any food. You just sit, and then within 50 minutes, you're in Durban. Within 1 hour, 30 minutes, you're in Cape Town. But now it's not like that anymore. Hey, but we know why. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. We know why. But, you know, how's your son?
Everyone is well, my ass. I don't want to lie to the Rabbah. We bless Abba Yahuwah. He's doing good. He's doing fantastic. Both of them, actually.
Great.
And my parents as well, my siblings.
Yes.
Everyone was, yeah, everyone is great. So what a wonderful trip. I mean, that was the best trip ever.
Yes.
In the 7 years I've lived in Cape Town going home.
Yeah.
I saw people I haven't seen for over 20 years.
They've lost their teeth.
Yeah, I tell you.
Because of car accidents, just like me, the front of my mouth gone. So, reconstructions, you know. Hey, yeah, I mean, things change. Anyway, Professor, how's Njabs? Njabs.
Njabulo is doing well, nice and healthy.
Yeah.
And enjoying.
The
well,
older
yeah.
sister.
Yes, yeah, the older sister as well is doing fine, including the young one who's from KZN.
Oh yes, the young ones school. Are they back with you? Are you in Joburg now? Yes, you're in Joburg. So
I'm
back from KZN. Yeah. Okay.
I'm in Joburg now. Yeah.
That's
Thank
good.
You for asking. I trust your family is also doing well.
Very well.
Yeah, I just heard Brother Baruch saying everything is well on the side. Yeah, I think Brother Baruch, it's a blessing to see them with their teeth coming out. It's a blessing. So we need to embrace all of those stages that they go through.
Yeah, especially. Yeah. We're talking about teeth of adults, Professor. What's wrong?
Adults, that's what I mean. The parents going through that process. It's a blessing.
I went a lobuyela. Hambile. Yeah. Now, you know, this is how we start programs, man, because the topic tonight is what is our testimony? And basically what you have been doing is to give testimonies about your families. And we are talking about that. What is our testimony as the body of the Messiah, the body of Christ? What can we say our testimony is even all about? One has to know that. What is our testimony even all about? And the issue also, testimony is the declarations with regards to us, things that are settled beliefs concerning us, you know, and things that are beyond doubt, comforting and encouraging, these things concerning us as believers. I'd like us to touch on that as we take on this show and say, but we have a testimony, we have a testament, and we need to actually bring ourselves to the realization of it. What is our testimony even all about? Some of the things that many times we don't look into, we basically find ourselves not even knowing what we stand for and what our testimony is all about. Our testimony, the witness regarding us, our testimony, characteristics of our testimony, and then, of course, our open declaration of our personal experience with Yahuwah, our Elohim. We are touching on that, delving deep into that. And then I trust that as we do so, the Father will just do us good. Will just do us good. Now, it's important that we have these kinds of open declarations concerning our walk with the Father. You know, look at 2 Kings chapter 7, verses 9. It says, "Then they said to one another, 'We are not doing right. This day is a day of good news, and we remain silent. If we wait until morning light, some punishment will come upon us. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household.'" Let us go and tell our declaration about our relationship with the Father. If we wait for the next morning, it will be too late for others. Maybe they may pass on. Maybe they may incur some wrath upon them. Something unfortunate might happen to them. So if we speak now without relenting or wasting time, they will know of our relationship with the Father. The glad tidings of the kingdom of the Elohim. I wonder if we still go to ministries, churches, fellowships, whatever they may be called, denominations, where there is a focus on building up a testimony. And this comes with conduct, a relationship with the Father, walking with the Father, getting to know the Father more, and the power of his resurrection. I don't know if we basically are still focusing on that. What I see is people dancing, people wearing skimpy these days. They're wearing skimpy, and I'm not talking women only, I'm talking men, man. We wear some trousers that you can't even breathe. That's what's happening. Jezebel is in the house. That's what we see happening. And declarations of testimonies with regards to our walk with the Father in the way which is his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, is something that is spoken quite less, very seldom. I wonder if we have people, Professor, masifakazeni. Masifakazeni si singa hlehlele muva sikhulume ngobuhle kwenkulu kwempilweni zethu nokuhamba kwethu naye. Ngaphandle kokukhuluma ngaphandle kokukhuluma ngokuthi senginemoto. Everybody has a car, man. Ngokuthi hey senginemoto, everybody has a car, come on. You know, but it should be that we are able to speak of the testaments of the Most High. We are able to speak with regards to the Father, our walk with Him. He says, let us go and tell the king's household. It's fun. First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 8 says, oh, give thanks to the Elohim. Call upon His name. Make known His deeds amongst the people. Make known the deeds of the Father amongst the people. And most of us, I think, what happens much of the times is we make known the deeds of our pastors in our churches and how it accumulated money and how we don't wear the same suit. We wear one suit per day and we won't repeat that. We are happy with having a wardrobe that is as big as a four-roomed house in a township. A master bedroom that has everything. We are happy with that, but we decline the testament, the declaration of the deeds of the Father upon our lives. Big ups to my brother and friend, Jablan Dominic says, listening, my friend, he's all the way in Bombela. Greetings to your guests, listeners. Thanks. Thank you, Jabu. Thank you, my friend, Jablan Dominic there. All right. Let me read another verse, then give to you. I like this one. Chapter 60, verse 4 of Psalms. And we don't see these banners anymore. It says, you have given a banner to those who fear you, that it may be displayed because of the truth, Selah. The banner that may be displayed, and this is discipleship, man. The banner that may be displayed because of truth. Ha, today we display in our logos and our emblems. Hey, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that's what we are doing. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm saying that's what we are doing. Yet the word says we need to display the banners of the truth of the Father. Because of the truth. Displaying these banners because of the truth. This banner, the display of the banner is testimony. It's our testimony. We're talking about that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Yes!
Zibanda kanye nathi ekuguquleni impilo zabantu ilizwe liphela apha ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Professor, let me start with you. Now, when we talk of our testimony, man, have we lost track, you know, of what our testimony is supposed to be? We see people running to pastors, prophets, apostles. They run to all these titled people and the banner of the truth, the banner of the deeds of the Father, the declarations of the works of the Father and His truth. Nothing is spoken with regards to that. Only the deeds of men, their accomplishments in their ministries. What comes to mind?
Wow. Thank you, my brother, for the opportunity again. Let me start by greeting our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I have not greeted them since we have started.
Oh, really?
A blessed evening to everyone. Oh, we started by testifying.
Oh, I thought you said greetings to your children. All the stories.
Hey, my brother, I think we have forgotten that important part.
You know,
the question you are asking is very important because what you are saying is what is happening where we are.
Yeah.
Let me start from where you started, where you say most of our testimonies these days are more about people, but we are forgetting the very important one, who is our creator, Yahushua HaMashiach.
Yes.
Let me go back from where everybody is coming from, or let me say from where most of the people are coming from, the Thanksgiving services. that have been all over. And what I've realized is that about these services, it's more about lifting up somebody. And the whole message and the whole purpose of thanksgiving unto the Father has been lost, because we have lost the gist of what the testimony should be all about. And we start lifting up men, we lift up people, and even them, I think they like it like that, because they feel, let me say, they feel pompous somehow. It rubs nicely to their egos, of which sometimes it's not supposed to be, because when we testify, it should be more about what has the Lord done to us and for us through that particular year if we are going through a Thanksgiving service. So because we have missed the whole purpose of who is the one who's supposed to receive all the praise, the honor, and the glory, we are getting lost, and we need to go back and redirect our focus onto the important God, who is our creator, the Elohim. I want to start from a very important and a very well-known verse, John 10:10, which says, "The thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life, and that they may have it more abundantly." I think this is where our testimony should start, the life that we have in the Lord, the life that we have received. So I don't believe that there is any child of God who can say he or she does not have a life. You don't have to go to properties, you don't have to go to cars, as you are saying. You have to, others are talking about cars, are talking about houses, talking about promotions and so on. Not that those things are bad, but if they are going to take the place of God, they are now have become idols, and it become idolatry even in the house of God. And the initial point of a testimony should be about the life that we receive from Yahushua HaMashiach. And the unfortunate thing is that when the thief comes, he comes to steal even the minds of men. He even steals the conscience of men, that we are unable to think above what we see. We cannot think beyond the blessings that God has given unto us, and we think the blessings need to be adored and be worshipped, and we are forgetting to worship the one who gives the blessing. We forget to worship the one who gives life, which is the whole purpose of the thief, because he comes to steal. He steals our attention from the Father, and he kills our zeal for the Lord and for the things that are important to us and for us. And when everything has been destroyed, he leaves us void and empty. And when we become empty, we become people who don't know who they are. When all of these things happen, Brother Ray, we lose our identity. And at the end of the day, our testimony becomes more about us, more about people, more about our pastors, because we do not know, or we do not perceive where those blessings are coming from. We think it is the works of men that makes me to be blessed and to receive what God has given unto me. So our testimony today should start from the life that everybody has received when you have a relationship with Yahushua HaMashiach. So the sacrifice that he had done, laying down his life for us, should be the testimony, because we get identity through the life that he has shed for us. And this is the life that he has given to us, that we may proclaim his goodness and his mercy. But we sort of lose that context and lose that focus, and we end up wasting time on other things because the enemy has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. You spoke about the glad tidings of the kingdom of the Father that we should be talking about. Yes. And this is the life that we should be proclaiming. Our testimony today should be about that, particularly that we see that we are almost in the end times. So why don't you speak about the glad tidings of the kingdom, the kingdom that is already here, so that everybody can enter and receive of the blessings that God already has for us. Yeah. And God wants us to talk about his walk with us. How do we walk with the Father in these end times? How do we walk with the Father in this socio-economic environment that we are experiencing? How do I, as a child of God, rise above the challenges that I am experiencing? So that's the testimony that we need to talk about, that God is able to take us through even in such a time as this. We are able to walk with him in the same manner that he walked with the Enoch of the old, walked with the disciples of the old, walked with the apostles, he is still able to walk with us even now through the power of the Holy Ghost, so we can speak about his kingdom that is already here, the power of salvation, the power of healing. I think most of us, Brother Ray, when we think of healing and salvation, we think of something that is to come. We don't think of it as a present day experience. We don't think of healing as something that we are experiencing today after the relationship that we have with the Father. So we think it is something that is still to come. That's why maybe we are not able to testify about those. But these are the things that we must continually speak about, so that even those who are not in the kingdom can come to the kingdom of the Father. So let's speak about the light that has come, the light of the world, Yahushua HaMashiach, the lamb that has come, the salt of the world who has come to make us to be the salt as well, that we may be able to bring savory and taste everywhere where we are. So that's our testimony. It starts from the life that we receive from Yahushua when we take him as our Lord and Savior.
I hear you quite well. If you just joined us, we are talking about what is our testimony? What is it even all about? And today, when we look into ourselves, would we say we bear such good testimonies? And if it is about speaking concerning the Father, why have we become so mute about that? Why have we become so silent about that? You know, because much of the noise that we hear has nothing to do with the testaments concerning the Father. It's about our churches, our work, our projects, our NPOs and NGOs.
Fumana inkuthazo imihla yonke. Sikhona ku Facebook. Ngena ube ngumhlobo nawe. I Radio Pulpit Facebook. Yeyoluntu lonke.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Tuesday Live it is, and of course, we are talking about what is our testimony. Mayach, let me bring this to you. When we touch on the issue of our testimony, it's very important to look into this quite clearly and circumspectly, and carefully so, that we also study these. The notion of our testimony, and I am looking at Psalm 107, verses 2. Many people have made a song about this. Let the redeem of the Elohim say so, you know. Check this out. It says, let the redeem of the Elohim say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Our testimony is that we have redemption from the hand of the enemy. And whatever it is that we bear should also speak that we have been redeemed from the hand of the enemy. It's very important to speak of our redemption in this manner, that from the hand of the enemy, we have been redeemed, saved. And much of the times, it's about come to our church because our pastor is an anointing and he's even able to heal a stomach bug. When you have a stomach bug, come to our pastor, he will heal you. And people would go drink all the water and then come with a stomach bug, and then they say, no, our pastor will heal. The keyboard plays for 24 hours nonstop until the community decides to say that tent must go away from our community. The keyboard plays for 24 hours, but we need deliverance ministry, and people are going to the pastor. They are speaking about how that pastor, bishop, prophet, number three, number four, number two, number one, has been able to save them. And they actually say he has a certain God. So we pray to the prophet who will pray to his God so that we become healed. So they go and they rush over there. And it's not foolish people who rush over there. It's not people whom you can say these are uneducated. It's people who are running towards that. And the true church should be able to speak of the redemption from the enemy by the Elohim. Ma'ahi.
Tuda, ma'ahi and shalom. You know, I always say, I don't think, or I know that there is nobody who knows the color of healing or the shape of it, except the Creator himself. Nobody can come and claim to say, I know it, so, or it is shaped like this, or its color is like this. So, which means, for as long as we're in that state, it would mean that no man can come and claim to be a healer. But the healing comes from the Supreme Almighty, Abba Yahuwah. We have to understand, Hore, it's like when you have a hose pipe. A hose pipe on its own is ineffective, but it is until you connect it to the tap that it can be effective and it can be able to give out water. So therefore, the hose pipe cannot take the credit, but the credit must go to the source, which is Abba Yahuwah. So that is how I normally would. So let's say you would have prayed for a person and then you would say, no, yes. Not me, the healer. But the thanksgiving must be directed to the source.
Yeah, glory to the
now
Father.
Now just a vessel, like that hose pipe that connected the process, that's it. But when so it does not have the water until it's connected to the tap, that's it. So those are the things that we have to be able to understand. To the Rabbah. So our testimony as believer, it should be a reflection on how Yahushua HaMashiach has transformed our lives and how we are living as a witness to his truth. So it should encompass our personal experience of Abba Yahuwah's grace, right? The ways in which we demonstrate his love and how we point others to him through our words and action. So the witness is that every day we go to bed and we rest or arobala, we fall asleep. We end up getting into bed, but you cannot know exactly what second you fell asleep.
Yes.
And you also don't know what wakes you up, but we find ourselves awake. So that on its own, it is also one of the witnesses that can also be a witness, one of the witnesses that reminds us of the resurrection. Because it's like when we are asleep or when we are resting, it's like we are some kind of semi-dead, if I may use that word. Whatever.
Yeah.
So now, then there's the resurrection, you wake up. So the scripture are teaching us of the resurrection. And the similar witness as well, we can see through planting a seed that you get to bury it under the soil. And what happens? Because when you bury it, it's like you've dug a grave for it. But now the witness is for it when it starts to sprout, right? It starts to come out of the soil, which is another symbol of the resurrection. It's a witness. So there are many things I can speak about when it comes to nature to say everything is in front of us. As a witness for us to be able to see or to understand the scriptures. So we watch or witness pregnancy. And when we witness pregnancy, it's one of the witnesses because we are talking or what pregnancy speaks about as well. It's another witness, because we are speaking of being born from one world into another, basically. So I call pregnancy the process that reminds us, or it's a witness about the New Jerusalem, that you are here in this world being a child inside the mommy's tummy, but then you get to be birthed into a different world, which is now the one which we would witness now. Mm. So it's a witness. And you also, during the pregnancy, there are also birth pangs. Now, it could, when we look at the birth pangs, we are being told of the coming of the Messiah, right? Which also, when he comes like the cloud will open like the womb, right? And he's the head, right? He's the head of the church. So now you can see when a woman gives birth, it is the head that comes out of the womb. As the scripture says, we will see him through the clouds as well. And there are birth pangs as well. And the birth pangs can also relate to the trumpets, the blowing of the trumpets, because in the announcing of the rain that is coming as well. Mm. So these things are embedded in us to say, if I don't believe, if I don't trust, if I've always believed, right, maybe this book is written by a white man, right? Because not only that's what people say, and we've seen people burning this book, not knowing what it carries, not knowing what it is speaking, because how does it relate to nature? It was so-and-so's book. If it's not Abayahua's book, but it belonged to a human being, how would it relate to nature? So these are the things we can be able to look at as part of the testimonies that says they remind us of what is coming. We have a child who is a toddler who's teething, and when they are teething, they are restless, and when they are restless, again, the gums because the teeth are coming out. And when we look at the story, or when we get to understand Psalm 119, the teeth resembles the cutting off or the destruction, right? And it is also, we can say, it symbolizes also during birthing, that the cutting off would be when they cut the cord. What do they call it? The cord, when then there's that cord that they cut, right? So you can be able to see, to say there are things that this nature in us, it is now telling us or teaching us of the things that are about to come. So when I look at Exodus 14 and I can relate it straight into pregnancy, as it is to say the story that unfolds there, the sequence of events that unfold there, I am able to liken it to be a witness to me, to say, oh, okay, I'm able to learn what the scriptures are saying through pregnancy as well. And so also when it comes to the birthing of the Messiah. So the key aspect of our testimony could be also the action of faith. So we can be living out our faith in ways that shows integrity, that may also show things like kindness or humility or a service to others. It is not about what we say, but it is how we live it. So it becomes important for us to practice what we preach when it comes to the witness. So Matthew 5:16 says, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good work and the esteem or glory of the Father in heaven. Mm. Mm. So it is quite important. So we know that it is not about talk, but it is more about the actions, right? Which is now what the scripture teaches us to say, obedience is key and talk is cheap. So we can also speak about the sharing of the word. So we, by boldly speaking about who HaMashiach is and what he has done, both in maybe reading in the scripture and also what he has done in our lives. And we can share that as well, respecting others' beliefs as well. But we do want to share these words that are of the truth for them to can know that, look, nature speaks, and therefore if nature speaks, there's no way that, or should I say, nature becomes a witness of the scriptures. It backs the scriptures. So now it is for us to start to change and to be aware, to say, hey, but you know what, if nature speaks this, and we believe Kure, nature was created by Yahuwah Elohim, then it is good for us to leave the ways that we have followed all along. And go right. So the book of Peter chapter 3, number 15 says, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reasons for hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect. So we respect what they say, we respect what they believe, but also the question is, what they believe in, is it the truth or not? So we are now seconded by nature. We are now seconded by things that we do every day, because actually the scriptures are simple. The things that we do at home also are a witness, because number one, as a parent, you have children, and there's rules inside your house. And the children have got to be taught. They have got to be trained. You teach them to wash the dishes. You teach them to bath themselves and all that. So it is exactly a similar thing that our Father is seeking from us, to say, this is how I want you to conduct yourself, because this is his house. The world is his house and all that is in it. So now it's his rules inside his house. So now, how do we now become disobedient? So when we are disobedient, it's like we are disrespectful, and which means then, would I like for my son to be disrespecting me? No, I wouldn't, right? Because then I'm able to pull in a stick or a belt and give him a whip. And it is exactly like that, to say, if we can start to be able to understand these things, to say, we get contaminated by many things in the world, and every day we happen to take a bath. So now a bath could be a simple thing, like when we have to pray or read the word, to say, when we come home, because we want to be clean, our spirit is dirty, because there's so many things we go across, but we then take a bath. So now how about we start to look at it as well spiritually, to say, I need to pray, I need to read the word. It is a witness as well on its own. But the question is, are we able to understand all these things, or to us it's just us living a life?
I hear you.
Hallelujah.
Tuda Mayach. And of course, if you just joined us, thank you so much for joining us. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty and the honor, exalt his holy name. We are talking about what is our testimony. What is our testimony? And I like to base everything on the word also. And to say, you know, when one speaks about this, one has to go to the word. Isaiah 12 verses 4 says, and in that day you will say, praise the Elohim, call upon his name, declare his deeds among the people, make mention of his name. Make mention that his name is exalted. Make mention that his name is exalted. Something that we speak quite less about, Professor. We don't make mention that the name of the Elohim is exalted. We are even shying off from saying Yahuwah, because that is his name. And we shy off quite a lot, you know. We refer to the Father categorically, and we put upon him theological titles and also charismatic titles. But we shy away from declaring his name. And then this verse says, make mention that his name is exalted. He has a name above all else. And we should know that this is part of our testimony. Professor?
Thank you, brother. I don't think that we have believed the exaltation of the name of the Father as one of our testimonies, because we have so much conformed to what we've been taught. I don't know how long will it take us to penetrate through to our minds, to our consciences, to our being as people, that we may understand who his real name is, because we don't think that his name is that much important, and we don't even understand the power that it carries, that when we utter it, everything bows and every mountain shake. But we don't have that understanding. And the verse that you just read, which is in the book of Isaiah 12 verse 4, says, and in that day you will say, praise the Lord, call upon his name. And the question is, which name are we calling? Are we calling him by a foreign name? And when we continually use the foreign name after we've been made aware of who his real name is, what does it do to him, and what does it benefit us, or what are we losing? What are we losing actually for not calling him by his name? And I think, as we are putting across this conversation, that calling upon his name is part of our testimony, and we have neglected that part. That when we exalt his name, we are exalting the person of Christ, the person of the Elohim. We're exalting his character, we're exalting his power, we're exalting his authority, we're exalting everything about him. And there is no any other name that can match up his name if we could just start proclaiming his real name. And he says, make mention that his name is exalted above all else. That is part of our testimony. It gives us a classwork or homework, if we could call it that way, that we need to start teaching about these things, that we may be able to align with his will. In Isaiah 43:10, he says, you are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that you may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Before me there is no God formed, nor shall there be after me. It ties up with what you just spoke about, Pastor Ray, saying, you are my witnesses. So what are we witnessing? What are we testifying? And God has given us this confidence that I have chosen you, you are my chosen ones. And it means, besides us, God has no any other plan. He does not have plan B. The beloved, those who are washed by the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, are God's plan. But if we are not going to rise up to who we really are, we are putting, it seems like we are underrating the work that God has done on the cross. And he has trusted us that these are the people that I will choose to witness about me, because I have revealed myself to them. So if we are not testifying about him in these last days, we are simply indicating that we don't know him. Because a witness is the one who has seen, is the one who has evidence. Yes. So it means we are not testifying because we don't have enough evidence, or we doubt the evidence that we have, or we don't even believe that the evidence we have is authentic. So it means we don't even believe that the name of the Father, the name Yah, is powerful enough. So we don't have evidence, and therefore we cannot testify about that. Whereas God says, I have chosen you, you are my servants. And he says, you must make sure that you make this name known. This name must be exalted. And you must know that before me there is no God, and after me there shall not be any other God. That is a testimony. So it means we need to go back to God and ask him to give us the confidence, because I believe that he has revealed himself to few people, but those few people are unable to reveal him because of lack of confidence. And maybe the fear that they want you to conform and they want to be accepted. And God says, you need to speak out. And when we began, you spoke about the lepers who said, if we are going to wait till the morning, we might be waiting too late, or we might be waiting too long. So we need to speak out now when these things are happening now.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.